Hi guys, it's G-Eazy here. I just played back the segment that you were about to hear, and there's a small glitch on my side, so bear with us. We won't be having the same glitchiness in the future segments, but it's a very fun segment, so stay tuned.
Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Tropical Breeze. On studio today with me is G-Eazy.
Hi. Welcome back.
And me, hashtag Bridget. So welcome to this episode. So tell us about your week, G-Eazy. How's your week been?
My week has been good, and all thanks to God.
Wow, that's nice. My week has also been great. Not much to talk about, not so eventful, but either way, we thank God. So yeah, how about today we talk a bit about some campus life experiences. If you were to write to your younger self, before joining uni, what will you tell him? Or what do you wish he'd know about uni before joining?
To actually confirm where the class is, and should always ask where the class is. Because, short story, on my first day in uni, I went to a different class. And I attended all the 4 hours. And I imagine it was the opposite of my course. They were doing medicine. I was, you know, like when the lecturer has started introducing the unit, I am like, wait a minute. How is blood getting involved with machines? You know, I asked myself like almost. He started like introducing. And that's when I noticed I was in the wrong class. Now, bad news for me, when I entered that class, I was late.
Yeah.
So he gave me like the front seat.
Yeah.
He gave me like seat close to him. So by the time I'm looking back, what were my charge? Like people are full, there's no path, there's no way out. So I stayed in for the 4 hours. I knew how what type of blood that mosquitoes target, how malaria can affect your blood cells. Imagine, and literally, that was my first day in uni. I was a doctor one day.
Yeah, at least you got to be a doctor. Wow, Dr. G-Eazy. Wow, that actually sounds so nice. Yeah.
It sounds scary. I was. Yeah. And I had my initial class, which the lecturer had, on the first day, had given out an assignment. So I had to link up the next week on the same day. I was there an hour early, and I had confirmed the room, and I was waiting outside. Unfortunately for me, I had not done my class assignment, but he literally gave me a pass because it was the first time he was seeing me, but that was not the first time. You know, the funny thing is that, I was there early, and I don't know, a lab technician decided to switch the signs while I was there. I was, wait a minute, I was supposed to enter THB. Kumbe, THB, this class has been going on, I mean, the kwa nikisimama outside here. Even my initial plan had not even started. So my anxiety was had risen, and it sent me to enter like into a class that wasn't mine. You know, they switched the science while I was there. I was standing there while they were switching the science. I was like, wait a minute. I couldn't have been standing outside here and the class has been going on.
Been
And
going
then,
on, yeah.
when I exited the class, he switched back the science. I think there was some confusion going on, and I was the victims.
So sorry about that experience, but I had an almost similar experience on my first day in uni. I had to switch my courses, so I didn't actually attend class on that day. I had to go around all the offices in the uni from the dean, and I actually have no idea where the offices are. And
So
it's some weirdness. Yes, I was just lost in the uni, as well as some forms that you have to fill to take to the dean of this faculty of yours and explain why you have to switch from the course that you had been selected for to the new course that you wanted to enroll to. But yeah, if I was to write a letter to my younger self, I'd actually tell her, really get make friends with someone who's already in uni and try interrogate them about their experiences. Because you actually get to realize that when you're getting to uni, you have no mental preparation. You're not mentally, physically, everything ready to face that life.
everything
Because now you
comes
have.
all at once. Everything comes all at once, and you need to process them. Whether for you are suddenly like, at least me, I just like literally, I was in the same building, but I missed like a class with inches. For you are navigate like going around a whole entire university searching for dean and offices you don't have any idea about, and there was
Yes,
nobody
and
who helped you, by the way.
pardon?
There was nobody there to help you.
No, you actually know how the people who are working in the uni are super rude, especially the people in the office of the registrar, finance, those small offices that you have to deal with. They'll just tell you,
What
give you
uni is this, by
instructions.
the way? What
Oh
uni is
my
this?
God, we're not
How we
supposed
should
to disclose.
be but oh my days, but my uni was friendly. Like I entered, these people were literally like had written down the steps like I was a baby, and I was following the steps, registration and all that. I had finished applying for the uni like in less than 45 minutes. It was all friendly, and I think that uni should be investigated. I hadn't written the steps. Imagine you're a very new person into the compound. They're treating you as if you're one of the old students. You should be
They
knowing where they were.
actually give no damn whether you're like a new student or your new enrollment or you've been there for the last 67 years or something. They don't care.
It seems like the one of the office, wherever staff thought you are one of the oldest mini students. But I think your university has a larger population of students than mine. Mine has small, you know, mine is a private institution, so it doesn't have like so much
Ours is also
students.
a private institution. We're actually not so many. We're just a few thousands. Actually, I think we've gotten to 1,000 or something this year. But anyways, okay,
Guys,
that
this girl is in a private university, and she's being treated like a criminal.
just happened.
She's not a big woman. If you know where
It's a
she
C-bar.
lands,
Yeah.
if you know where she lands, investigate, yeah? Find her confidence. Confidence.
Yo, we're gonna be
File a
cancelled, and then
complaint.
someone here is gonna be given retakes and supplementaries because of exposing the university. Wait,
No, no way. The truth always comes to light, yeah?
right. Hi,
This is what they are doing in the shadows, they always come
hi.
to light. So,
Yes, it will come to light. But I think maybe with time they have changed that. I don't know. Maybe unless we find out from some new first year who's enrolled this year, whether the process is a bit smooth these days, I don't really know. But yeah.
let me ask you a question, yeah? If
Yes.
you were to suggest your sister to come to your university, would you suggest that to her? For her to enroll
No,
in the university?
I wouldn't
What?
want that. One, no, I
What?
have my reasons. Listen, not that
Uh-huh.
the uni is bad or something, but like, why do we have to
Just
be
saying
in
that because you clear your name, yeah? You're just saying that to clear
the
your name. You just know
same?
deep down you have literally offended
We
you.
don't. No, we don't have to be in the same ecosystem. Like, I mean, all of us are gonna leave the nest one day, and we have to learn to be independent. You know, like, yes, by the time she joins that uni, I'll be a bit stable because, like, I have gotten used to being alone in the uni, like, without her, you know. So, yeah, she should also go through the hardship of figuring things out on her own without my help, yes. Or rather, even if we are going to be in the same uni, I hope that our timetables are not clashing so that we don't meet most of the time. You know, like, let's interact out of school, not inside school. It doesn't look
Nah,
fun.
but you see, okay, you guys might be attending the same university. It doesn't mean you guys have to be interacting to each other like either way, even though your schedules were parallel. It doesn't have to. You guys can literally communicate maybe at home. You're saying, I'm going to school because I know of people who are in the same university and they are sisters and they are doing different types of courses. But either way, if they were doing the same course, I don't think they would have been in the same class or have the same circle of friends because you know they're different kind of people. Either way, my situation, they are twins, you know, they're in the same university because of the age, they're the same age, but they're not identical. But either way, they entertain different friends, they have different circles of friends and all that. But for me, I would like literally encourage if it's my sibling who wants to come to this university, I will tell them to learn patience because my university is literally
To
slow
come to
with
enroll
things.
to your uni as well.
Yeah, he has to be patient because you know things that do not go as fast as they might expect it to be, but if they are patient, the university is nice for them then. And then they should be well be. It's a private institution. It has some strict rules though, governing them.
But anyways, so away from the education part of campus life, what would you say about the friends you've made in uni and how you are your first day interacting with them?
Like with my colleagues in uni.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Like to disclose, we, okay, people who we joined, yeah, we were like
Okay, like
five
how
people, yeah. We were five people, yeah. So less people. The first, didn't interact with anyone. I attended the class, I disappeared. And I did that for the past few weeks, I was just and they just saw me in class. The next thing, they don't see me like again after the class is ended. I disappear. So I decided when I started interacting with people is when we had like a cat,
yes,
and I had to like literally call one of my colleagues question, and that's how we started. I started talking to my first friend who I made in uni.
Wow.
And I'm just asking them series of questions, and after that it broke down the walls of being a mysterious person. And then the next time we saw each other, we saw each other like literally face to face. I literally engaged. Things. That's how we started making.
And then
like second friend is we were just hanging around. She was friendly, and then I was like, I asked to like tag along to one of the activities. And literally, she just said yes. So we literally tagged along like that, even though she didn't even know my name or anything of the sort. So we knew each other like, on the walk towards the activity. Wow. those are the only three friends. Classmates I have at the moment. You know, it's a private institution. Wow. We are very less.
Yeah. So
the three of us, we're in the same semester.
Wow.
In the same semester. We are finishing together. But I got
so nice.
I got the people who are above me, like a semester ahead of me, they were pretty much cool. After that, I was like, uni life is a bit sweet, so from high school, strict government that is ruling over you, and then you go to uni, and they give you the rules and this and the set of whatever, and you don't seem to be clashing with any of the teachers. You guys are just you can chill out.
Can actually come to school.
Whatever you get to do in school, if you came
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter as long as the teacher or the lecturer has taught in front of there, is not following you, you're not writing notes. As long as they are teaching in front of there and you signed and you were like literally part of the class, no problem if you don't. So my problem is it's a bit free and it's a bit dangerous. In high school, they were very following up and asking, why are you not asking questions? What do anyone have?
Are you sure you've understood?
Here they will ask, is there any question in the classroom? Oh, gives you like 30 seconds to answer it. If there's no class, any question,
they move on.
So to getting adjusting to this uni life was, for me, it was a journey. And I'm still adjusting. This, imagine when I'm about to finish is when I'm getting some few details about it. I never knew my uni had clubs, like literally. I got to know that my uni had clubs.
Oh,
clubs,
clubs and societies, like wildlife debate, something like that.
Of the sort, yay! Imagine. Someone who was doing a different course, and I was asking, what are you doing in school at this time? Because I know we don't have classes, at this time. He's like, I'm doing clubs. I'm like, for real?
Hold up.
Yeah.
What
Our
you mean? What
university.
You saying?
What the hell are you saying? What are you saying? I don't understand. I don't understand anything you're saying. I'm like,
you
what?
Gotta be kidding me, right?
I was absolutely shocked. Like, my uni has clubs, and I've never. I will, and plus, either way, I would have finished without knowing that the uni has clubs. So, anyone who knows this voice, please don't go to the administration and tell me how I literally didn't know we had clubs.
I'll snitch on you to
way.
Anyone I know in your school, like, so be warned.
Either way, even you listeners who know my voice, I know you guys didn't have even a clue that our university had clubs. Either way, if you knew our university had clubs, you are well involved in the school activities.
Like,
I attended my first, was it General Assembly last 2 weeks?
Do you have assemblies in school? Like, who on earth does that? Like, assemblies?
Wait, you know, this thing is very serious. But hey, yo, my listeners, don't go and tell on me, Baba. Don't go and tell on me the things I have discovered towards the end. I didn't know that.
But they say that the end justifies the means. So I mean, you're on the safer side. It's actually better than.
Like, literally, I didn't know there was a General Assembly. But either way, you were saying.
What do you do on that, on those days? Like, do you get like announcements or something? Because basically,
yeah, like
in high school and primary, we used to have like assemblies on Mondays and Fridays to like have announcements, updates on the school. So you also do that in uni.
Yeah, but it's not so often. But they do speak of like key matters, and also there's
but you can just have like a Telegram school group or something so that they can be posting those updates there.
No, like literally these people post like the agenda in our like e-learning page, like in our student portal, but they do elaborate on those points like in the General Assembly. I literally didn't know there was a General Assembly until last week while we were waiting for the dean. We were looking for the dean, and the dean, we were told the dean is in the General Assembly. And then we sold ourselves. We were like, we were asked, why are you not in the General Assembly? And like, we just came in right now. We were just from home.
Maybe you'd actually have lied that you're new students, so you've been referred to the dean for further interrogation or something. I don't know.
I think she had questions that her face just looked like there's a couple of other questions she was about to ask. But since she answered the question we wanted her to ask, to answer, we walked away. We gave her a chance, like, ask the other question. Why are you looking for the dean? Either way, you should be in the General Assembly, wherever. So we went outside the auditorium to go and wait for the like dean of science and all that. Yeah, because we had some, a bit of whatever issues we needed to straighten out. Either way, the staff in our universities are very, very friendly. So the listener who wants to join my university and you find yourself here in Kenya, you can DM me
You have become a brand ambassador of your uni. I mean, I think they should actually be paying you for that, because like I actually think that international listeners will be interested to join your uni because of how many praises you're giving it. It's the staff is
The
super
way,
friendly,
actually,
got
it's
some super
our uni
nice
is very
lecturers.
diverse. Our uni is very diverse. We have students of all corners of this Africa of ours, even the world. Actually, we have students from across the border, across the ocean. So, you guys, if you want a uni here in Kenya, our uni is not like number one on the list that I will have told you, but it's good though. It's good though.
It's coming
If you
up
want,
well.
if you want, you can literally, if you're listening in Spotify, you can comment down there. There's a section, and I will answer your questions. Like, just ask. I will find time to answer you guys. You know, I love you guys, listeners. Yeah. Love you guys. You know, you're the people who give me the audience, even though I'm just making stories out here.
These stories maybe are actually helping someone. It's their mental health, you know. Maybe they just listen to this podcast and they're like, this guy is giving me hope for life, you know. Maybe my tomorrow is gonna be greater. At least I can stop focusing on what is stressing me. I can just listen to someone else. And also maybe they follow up the conversation and they're like, I think I know that uni. So you see, you divert their attention from something that would actually be stressing them and almost making them break out. So yeah, it's also nice. You're also doing some good work to the listeners as well, who are actually like your family right now, because yeah, they are online family, which I yet to meet.
The tropical breeze family. Hey, if you guys,
Yeah.
you are a very brand new listeners, you are a brand new listener to this podcast, welcome though. But if you're an old listener, you know how we do it. We are full of in this, and actually, you see, my friend is just full of vibes. Yeah, we've just been exposing our universities over here. We've been exposing our universities over here. Yeah.
They'll have to look for us, these people. Okay, now, do you think that party life is overrated?
Actually, in uni, party life is absolutely overrated. Everyone is under the influence that they have to be in a party mode, or has they have to be talking like about parties at the end of the weeks. Like, your students, where do you guys get money to party every after Fridays? Yeah. You be saving that money. You want to go GYB, yeah? You want to go somewhere and party and all that. You should be saving. I don't know where people get the money. If you are a parent,
You're making me laugh.
if you're a poor parent in this podcast, definitely your student isn't partying. You know, if you know your child very well, yeah. You don't party now and then. I don't want to literally give the idea that every university student parties. Either way,
But
my
I actually think, as much as the party life is overrated or something, most do I actually think that these friends that we could make in parties and meet there, you know, like the next generation is gonna, we are the next generation of CEOs, CSs, presidents as well, deputies, prime ministers and all. So I think the networking aspect of it is really important as well,
Yeah,
from like the
okay.
party. Because like in a party you're gonna meet diverse people, maybe three of them are your friends from your uni, then out of the maybe 50 people there, 10 of them are not even from the same county as you, but you'll maybe vibe with them and maybe meet another time, even if it's not like in a span of 2 weeks or 2 months, but they'll remember you. They'll be like, I think I saw this guy somewhere. He must, yes, it's your G-Eazy. Like, I remember you. Then now you start like reminiscing, not reminiscing, but flashbacking and reliving those moments. And then you're like, God damn, it's been a while. You know what? I mean, let's go out and have some coffee together. Then you catch up on life and boom, maybe let's say you had a kid who'd not graduated, but completed their junior high school and they have to go to senior high school. And like you have no idea which school to take them to, and maybe he's actually the principal or owns that school. So you see, they're gonna come in handy one time. But yeah, it's actually good to some extent, but the aspect of like wasting yourself like too much, like you're dr super drunk. Because I can imagine a situation where someone was like super drunk and actually fell into a ditch. Like, what will you tell other people? Like, what are you doing in a ditch at 5 a.m. in the morning? Like, how many problems do you have to be that drunk until you're in a ditch? Like, don't you love
But
yourself?
I think it's just peer pressure and influence. You know,
Yeah.
the party you were talking about, that's like something that doesn't involve not all parties involve alcohol and all that, yeah. These parties that
Yeah.
you can socialize over food,
Yes.
over maybe like mental talk, a seminar or something. So
Yes.
the parties that happen in this country of ours, I'm not even going to disclose the country I am in right now.
You already did that like a while ago, but anyways, maybe
No,
someone will remember.
I might have been, I might have traveled. I might have traveled. I don't want to expose my country like that. Yeah, I've traveled. I've traveled. The parties that happen in this country of ours, yeah. Most young people get involved in alcohol, so and it's kind of a result of peer pressure. And you know, people, they're not drinking because they're just drinking because of it's fun or something to them. I don't know, I literally can't relate because
Just
I don't
because you
drink.
can, you know.
I
Pardon?
can't like I can't relate because we don't drink, you know, both of us don't drink. So the
Yeah,
fact that
true.
there's some parties that you can have good network, you can get to involve with future, maybe the person you met there was a president and you will have that sort of like friendship with the person,
Ambassadorial position
ambassador,
because of them.
maybe governor. Hey. So these parties you're talking about, I don't think they happen in this country of ours. And though they happen, maybe it's a 20% chance. The 80% rest
Do you
is.
think we should actually do some tropical breeze kind of family event that doesn't involve any drugs? Like people just come, they meet us, like it's a one-on-one, like it's a more of like a live event with the tropical breeze
True, true,
itself.
true, true. It's a dream I have in the future, and it all depends with you guys, listeners. But you, if you love this podcast, could you refrain there, give a friend maybe to listen to it? If you spread the
Yeah,
love across your
share,
share,
and also
yeah.
like it and comment and tell us what to talk about next and who they'd love to have on the podcast. Will they want to have me again? Wow, let's know from the polls. Will they want us?
But a live show is definitely in the plans, and it all depend on my listeners. Kwanza, the people in my country bana support a brother, bana support my brother. Support a brother. And as my friend has said, comment to tell us, just talk freely. We are very friendly people. We don't bite, yeah.
Yeah, we don't buy. We ain't gonna bite you.
And you can also give us, you can also tell us your experience in uni, like what's your
Your
uni
first
life?
day in uni and what you can remember.
Or what you can advise the rest of us, you know. What I would advise my listeners, yeah, uni life is pretty much like a jungle. You need to find a way through it, and you can navigate and narrow those narrow paths and all that till the end. Don't get stuck in between, because uni life is sweet and it's amazing, and don't get stuck in between all this. You will get yourself living in uni life for the longest period of time. Uni life is just a passage for you to like
Yeah, just
recharge
like any
yourself.
other life you've been through.
Yeah, you need, it's just a stage. You don't have to dwell in it. Yeah. And have an objective or like an end line of where you want to see yourself at the end of the of your years in learning of the course. Yeah, pretty much. Mine is a bit, my years are a bit shorter, but I know of doctors go for 16, I'm a 5 year. How long do they
Or
go?
even seven.
Are five, five and
I
seven.
think,
Yeah.
yeah, I think so.
Hey,
Five or seven.
shout out to all the doctors, and all the lawyers in this who are listeners. You guys have the patience of, hey, you have patience. I don't think,
I
okay,
mean, can you imagine
I'm
being in
very.
school for the
Being in
Can you
school.
imagine for the next for a whole 7 years just to be ready, to be prepared to be in the job market as an entry level professional? Like that's a doctor. I mean, they've been through a lot through those seven
But
years.
for
At
me,
that time, maybe someone was born, they're now 7 years old, they can go to school, they can actually feed themselves, dress. And all that, and
imagine.
they've still been in school.
Imagine. But as someone said, learning is ending. So you can want to learn like until the end of your last breath. So it depends with you, you know. But me, I see doctors like the helpers of God, you know, playing
True,
with
true, true.
human health is next to like what God can do. Like, I think they're just helpers of God down here on earth. So, you know how neurosurgeons are like the trickiest surgeries ever is playing with your mind. What was,
Yeah,
but
I
there was
just a
someone who,
minor mistake and boom, you're paralyzed.
you're
If the
paralyzed. You are never going to wake up from that sleep again. But you know,
Yeah.
either way, I feel it's a peaceful thingy. But the like your conscience won't be as nice ever. if you did a mistake on
True.
the surgery table and you lost a
Yeah.
life.
True. I
But either
think,
way,
first
even
of
me,
all,
I'm
the first
trying.
experience. Actually think the first
I'm.
experience of losing a life on the OR is really traumatic, because I think they also have to go through therapy if it's your first patient you're losing, because like you'll actually feel bad, especially if you had to talk the patient into taking that surgery, and you explained the risks and all that, and you actually knew there's a higher chance of a mis over what of losing
Of
that life, and now it's actually
was it fatal chance?
the fatal chances were super high, and then now boom, he's your patient, they're no longer there. Situation, would you actually cope with it, or you'd actually want to get some professional help to go through that? I think I'd really go for the professional help, because
Think I'm
like
losing
every
you.
time you are you getting me now?
I
Are you
hear you.
getting me, GE? Hi. Hi.
Okay. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, you'd actually go for professional help to have someone help you go through that, so that you're back to your at least normal self, so that the other operations you don't make a major mistake, and it's the flashback doesn't. Are you getting me?
The recording has started misbehaving. I think we are near to the podcast, and our podcast is just telling us very softly, actually, finish with this damn story. I don't know. It has started cutting us. It has listeners
Short, and you don't
trying
want
to
to be
explain
catchy.
what is happening. No matter what.
Maybe it's
The
the
podcast is actually forcing us out.
yeah.
Because on my side, it keeps on reconnecting. I think I'm the one.
I was also reconnecting at one point, like right now. But let's wrap it up with something nice. What could we say? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you want us to talk about something interesting from your end, just leave the comment down below. Share it to a friend. Tell a friend to tell another friend. Let the Tropical Breeze family grow to the ends of the world. It's been a pleasure having you.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. With his song.
Yo, this is why Clef Refugee Camp cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, do my eyes. Strumming my pain with his finger.
One time.
Singing my life with his words.
Two times.
Killing me softly with this song. Killing me softly with this song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on strumming my pain with his finger.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys to tune more to the Tropical Breeze with your boy here, G-Eazy, and tell a friend to tell a friend and tune in.